I wouldn't bet any would come back. Well, the newspaper lady would. She left early. Oh,
lost a red bear.
I lost a bear.
You lost a red bear?
Really?
Yeah.
We didn't even
bet nobody come back.
We didn't even bet, but I'll take that one out. Yeah. It's all on up to that comment. Yeah.
Well, three people, three bad beers.
And that's not going to change way.
Okay, we are back in open session, and John McKinley is still on the telephone and has a brief synopsis of our executive session.
So, Mr. Chairman, I won't provide details on what was discussed in executive session. I will give an update with regard to the public portion of the Vanguard bankruptcy hearing, which occurred in Houston Bankruptcy Court yesterday. The bankruptcy judge held a hearing on Sublette County's claim with regard to Vanguard's ad valorem taxes resulting from the 2017 tax year and bill. As you recall, Vanguard had paid the first half of those taxes in November. It was taking the position to object to paying the second half of those taxes, which are due in March of 2018, Sublette County. Motion with the bankruptcy court to allow that Sublette County's proof of claim for those ad valorem taxes. The hearing was held on Tuesday, February 5th. Roxanna Jensen testified as treasurer for Sublette County. At the close of the testimony and hearing, the judge from the bench granted Sublette County's motion and overruled the objection of Vanguard. There will be an order that the judge will sign to that effect in the next few days. So that's good news as far as allowing Sublette County's claim for those ad valorem production taxes. When I see a signed order, I will send it to the county attorney's office. That's where that is. As with any of these, there is an appeal period. That appeal period is 14 days from the date the order is filed by the bankruptcy judge. So that's the status of hearing yesterday. If there's any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Thank you, John. Any questions from the media? No. I think we're good, John. Thanks a bunch for everything.
Okay. Take care, guys.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Perfect. All right. We will adjourn for lunch then and meet back here at 1 o'clock.
I do have a question.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
On the request for proposal, what was the not to exceed?
The not to exceed $100,000.
But there are several. There were several options.
There were.
There were hourly rates mentioned in that as well.
Yeah.
But the original one was 100.
The original one was 100.
The original one was 100. The second one was 60. And then the third one was roughly. By the hour.
By the hour, right.
And that was the way I interpreted that in today's discussion was we were going to slowly go by the hour to get to point G unless otherwise informed.
Right.
Well, I think the motion was to go with the proposal not to exceed $100,000, but then we would have a report over time and we could terminate it at less than that should we choose we had sufficient information.
If we feel like we're not making any progress, we can we'll terminate it.
Number
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Okie doke.
Okay.
We're done.
I don't remember he called it money, but that's okay. Did you? I'm sure you did. You made the motion.
Yeah.
you're good at that.